We're on the top line on Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph in Maseches Ksubis. Okay. Every so often the Gemara quotes a member in passing, or a Mishnah or a Brisa in passing, and then they want to discuss it a little more at length. So they'll quote it again and start the whole discussion. So sometimes they'll introduce it by writing over here, it says Gufa Amar Rav Chisda. Sometimes they'll introduce it by writing Omar Mar. So that's a question. When do they say Gufa? When do they say Omar Mar? Are they interchangeable? So there's a Sefer Yad Malachi. That's an encyclopedia that was written by one of the Sfaradi Shekdolim, 1700s. That's when they started writing encyclopedias. The Chidor wrote a few encyclopedias where things are listed alphabetically in order. So the Yad Malachi is an encyclopedia of Klali Hashas, the shyness and expressions that appear in the Gemara. So he has a discussion of this. So he claims that Omar Mar is more respectful than Gufa. So you only say Omar Mar if you quoted a Mishnah or a Brisa. And you want to elaborate on that, then you say, Omar Mar, the Master said X, Y, Z, and now we're going to have a discussion whether it's correct or not. And Gufa is when you're quoting a member of an Amora. Here it says, Gufa Amar Rav Chisda. The only thing is that there are a few exceptions to the rule. So he says, okay, there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. Omar Mar is when you're quoting a Mishnah or a Brisa, a Tana, with more respect. And Gufa is less respect when you quote a member of an Amora. But there are a couple of exceptions to the rule. They were just the reverse. Gufa is when you're quoting a Tana, and Omar Mar is when you're quoting an Amora, and there are exceptions to the rule. So that's okay. So basically, it does make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Gufa Amar Mar, the same thing. Okay. It's an afkamina. If we would be called upon to edit the Gemara, so when should we use Amar Mar? When should we use Gufa? Okay. So the Gemara says, Gufa Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda made a statement. Even though Rav Nechunya Merakana, Hoyoy says Yom Kippurim Kishabbos, that Koris Patas from Mammon, just like Misut Patas from Mammon, but Moider Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Begoin of Chelev Shel Chaver Bacholoy, Shu Chayev, you don't apply Kam Levi the Rabbanah because it's not Biyidna, Shel Kvan Eschai Beginei, the Kodim Shabbat a day, is a Chelev. When he did the Hakboah, when he picked up the Chelev, he made a Kinyan Geneva, the Ganav Eschai Beyonsin has to make a Kinyan Geneva. How do you know? Because the Pasuk says, Him he Motzi Simotze Biyodo Hagneva. The Pasuk says, if the Ganav Shechts Shor Baseh, Tovach HaMochar, So that's if he did Tvicha or Mechira. What if he didn't do Tvicha, didn't do Mechira? The Ganav has it, and he didn't sell it, and he didn't shecht it. So then it says, Chaim Shnai Mishalem. He has to pay Kefal. If he's a Ganav, a Gazlan only pays Karen, and if he's a Ganav, he pays Kefal. So it says, he must Simatze Biyodo Hagnev, so Biyodo is the Kinyan Yad. That's what the Gemara says. That was one we discussed last week. That was one of the two sources for the Kinyanim of Yad and Chatzah. The one source is by the Ganav. The other source is by Benosim Biyada by the Get Isha. The Get can be given by Yad HaIsha. And then the Gemara says, and here also, so in the Pshutu Shal Mikra, it says Yad. And the drush of the Torah Shemal Peh is marba that chotzer is also acceptable. So we know that Yad and chotzer are good. So the Ganav has to make a Kinyan Geneva. He can either do a Kinyan Yad, or he can make a Kinyan Hagboah. Tosis holds that Yad and Hagboah are two different things. Rashi sounds like he holds that Yad is Hagboah. You always have to have Gimel Tvachim, and Tosis disagrees with Rashi. Pashtus is like Tosis, they're two different Kinyonim. And Yad and Chatzar are l'choladeis. Yad and Chatzar worked men at Torah l'choladeis. There never was a Machleg Zabiechem Mishlokish. Machleg Zabiechem Mishlokish in Perak Azov, where the Meshicha, or where the Hagboah Kainad, that's a Meshicha and Hagboah. But Yad and Chatzar, for sure, that's, Yad and Chatzar is literally Hachsol L'Veshusam. And Meshicha and Hagboah is considered as if he was Machnasid into his Veshus, but it's not really Hachnasa Veshusam. So what's the difference between Meshicha and Hagboah? So the Gemara is going to point out, Hagboah is kind of b'shus ha-mocher. Let's say, you want to sell me some, I'm in a grocery store. I already made a Hagboah. If the grocer puts all the things in the bag and I pull a bag on the counter, I did a Meshicha. So Meshicha is not kind of b'shus ha-mocher. But if I did Hagboah, I picked it up, either one tefach or three tefachim, depending on the machlokes, Rashi and Tosfos, then Hagboah is kind of v'shus ha-moicher. So the Gemara has the same regarding the ganav. The Mishnah says in Baba Kama, ha-yamoshcha b'yotzei meis, if the ganav is pulling the animal, and he didn't yet succeed in pulling the animal out of the reshus of the nignav yet, so he didn't yet make the kenya mashicha. Mashicha is not kaina b'shus ha-moicher. Right here, b'shus ha-nignav, mashicha is not kaina. If he would have done hakbar b'shus ha-moicher, so the hakbar would have been kaina. So the Gemara is going to have this, the Gemara is going to quote that. Tosefta here, a goin of kis b'shabes chayiv, if you did the hakbar, you made the hakbar, and hay megar v'yotz, if he makes a mashicha, then the kinyan mashicha only takes effect when it leaves the b'shus of the nignav. You can't do hakbar, you can do b'shus ha-nignav, and mashicha is not kind of b'shus ha-nignav. Fine. So that's what Rav Chisda says on the top line. Moed Ram Chunim and Akonim begonim chelim shol chaveiro v'acholoi yit the chelim yichayiv koris. That kind of patu you from the chiyav moment that I already said in, it's not b'yidna. Chiyav moment preceded the chiyav koris, it doesn't patu. If it would be the reverse, that's what we had the machlok is the shach and the k'tzois. The pashtus is like the k'tzois. That you need b'yidna. You need b'yidna. Where else is there a din of b'yidna? That here it's b'yidna, the chiyav misa, pata, knocks off the chiyav moment. Where is there another din of b'yidna? That something knocks off something else only b'yidna? But yes, the chalos says, right. So the Gemara says in the beginning of Yivamis that it only applies if it's b'yidna. So what does it mean, b'yidna? That if I do first the Avera, planning to do the mitzvah later, that's not b'yidna. What if I do the, like the shach, what if I'll do the reverse? First I'll do the mitzvah, and then I'll do the Avera. Will you say Eser Dechalai Sase because the Eser preceded? So there's talk a discussion in Tosis about that, maybe.
Also the end of, I think, Eser Kolo, maybe? That I think there's a mission increase that says that how someone do one B and B five like five times, and says, why? Because the fact that he became like, your assistant, whatever, like became two Airbus to you at the same time. That's how
usually have a rule that ain't isa chal alisa, right. But if it's isa basachas,
yeah.
Then it is chal, right? Okay. But here, mitzvah ba'aver is the opposite from eser dechalai sase. When do you apply eser dechalai sase? And when you say it's a mitzvah ba'aver, so if he first did the avera and then that enables him to do the mitzvah later, that's called mitzvah ba'aver. But if he does the two simultaneously, then you can say eser dechalai sase. But the child says, what if it would be the reverse? It's not simultaneous, but the essay precedes the loisessay. Maybe you say essay decha loisessay, even if it's not b'yidna, if the essay came first. So that's upset. There's a little tesis in Psochem, has a little bit of a discussion about that. The Pashta says, you need b'yidna, it has to be like the Tzai said. It has to be b'yidna b'asachas, by Kamlai b'dirabin, it has to be b'yidna by the essay decha loisessay also. That's a question, how much bevasachas? So we had the Tosis before, quoted about, we had the last line in the Tosis on Laman and Beis, lo tzvicha, divrei maschil lo tzvicha. So Tosis quoted the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel on the last line, that isa basachas, ain isa chalal isa, unless it's isa basachas. So basachas doesn't have to mean literally the same split second. If it's almost basachas, also good. So the Pashtus is, like Reb Shimishkop said, it means Terch Kedei Dibur. So Tosis applied that even to Kom Levi de Rabbine. It works B'yidna, even if it's not exactly simultaneously. So that's a question. There are other Gemara, that's what the rabbi over here said. There's a Gemara that says, he Efshe Letzamtzim. The Gemara talks about Efshe Letzamtzim, Efshe Letzamtzim. Let's say a cow gives birth to the first calf, and it's a Zohar. So it's Kaddish B'Kedush as B'char B'Hematar. What if there are twins and they're both Zacharim? So one of them came out before the other. It has to be a split second before. So there's a Machloek to Satanoim, whether Epshel Etzamtzim or E-Epshel Etzamtzim. That's called B'Dei Shamayim. That's a question whether Epshel, E-Epshel Etzamtzim, B'Dei Shamayim. Because you can't see, the Gemara talks about Epshel Etzamtzim, E-Epshel Etzamtzim. You're measuring a Mechitzim. So I measure it. And the wall is standing. I measure 100 times, and every single time it comes out to be the same. So do you say it's exactly 5.5 amas? It's exactly. And they say no. We know it's not exact. We know all the measurements are not 100% accurate. When the Torah says whatever, there's a din of 5.5 amas. So do you say Epsha the Tzamtzem Bidi Odom or Epsha the Tzamtzem? That's because he can measure many times over. But let's say the Behema gives birth to twin Zechorim, and it looked as if they both came out of Asachas, but I can't measure it again and again and again and again. So it, once I saw the split second, and I don't know, it looked like it was Bevasachas. So that's less chance. There's less chance that it's going to be Mitzumtzum, it's going to be Meduyah. So that's the Gemara says, maybe there's room to distinguish. Maybe Bidei Odom, when you can measure it again and again, call other people to measure. Everybody measures, every time it comes out the same, exactly 5.5 amas. So maybe the din is Epshel Tzamtzim Bidei Odom. But if it's Bidei Shamayim, twins are born, you don't know whether we're both born with Asachas. So maybe that's the Epshel Tzamtzim Bidei Shamayim. So, but you're talking about a split second over there. Certainly, they were both Yotza Rosha, both of them took the Dibra of each other. So you see, if not Gemara, that you're dealing with split seconds. You don't say, since it's Terkadei Dibra of each other, that's called the Vasachas. So that's a good question. That's what Daniel asked. Which cases do you say that the Halacha doesn't recognize a time unit less than a Terkadei Dibra? Where do you say that it does recognize? You're dealing with split seconds over there. So sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. So we have to, those of us who learn Shas have to chaz the Shas. And for those of us who didn't yet learn Shas, we have to keep our eyes open when we learn Shas to see when does it mean literally Bevasachas, and when do you say Terkadiba is called Bevasachas? Okay.
Doesn't it say a lot of times in Shas that think very duyo, that like all the shirim talk about very duyo, that you know, like when they're asking the question in Rosh Hashanah in the beginning, then it talks about like how did it grow like this fast, or like is it less than a third, more than a third, or like the 40 saw, whatever.
That is correct. But now the question is when we measure it. When we measure it, the halacha in abstract is meduyak, memsor.
Okay.
But let's say I measure the mikveh and it's exactly memsor, not a drop more. So can I really rely on that? That the mikveh really has a, should I say, e'efshel etzamtzem? Maybe it's missing a little bit. The halacha in abstract is meduyak. Kol midas chacham kachi, it's meduyak. But in applying it, in measuring it, that's the Gemara has a discussion with the efshel etzamtzem b'diyodam or e'efshel etzamtzem b'dei shamayim. Okay. So Nachamal, so what happened over here? Shekaneschai b'gnei kodim shi'ovel idei yisachelev, it's not going to be b'idna. The chi of mammon preceded because he made a hagbor. Before he ate it, he made the hagbor. Shain, so that's a nice din, Rav Chizda's din, that you only say komblei b'derabminei if it's b'idna. So the Gemara says, lemo, should I say, pliga derabovin, should I say the Rav Chizda's din, which we basically accept, that you only apply komblei b'derabin if it's b'idna, should I say that it's in contradiction to Rabbovin, whose din is also accepted? So we're going to have a stira. What did Rabbovin say? Rabbovin, azarek chetz mentchilas dalet l'sov dalet. There are two dinim, there are 39 malachas, and then there's one malacha that has hoitzor, has different forms. So you have moitzim shus lushus, you carry from rishus ayochid into rishus ayrabim, or from rishus ayrabim into rishus ayochid, that's moitzim shus lushus. And then you have another atolda, so to speak, of that you have lamentes of us malachim that have told us. The sort of atolda of moitzim mishus lishus is maridal aramis b'shus aram. You make an akira, you make a habora dal aramis, then you make a hanocha. So that's what Rabbovin is talking about. Now zorik chetz, not only is it also if the person carries biyadayim and he puts it down, if he does malacha ide kocho, he throws it is also a malacha deraisa of Shabbos. What if he throws with the koyach hacham yurba? It's also chayv. Let's say instead of throwing the chetz like this, he throws a ball dal arames and it lands somewhere. What if he throws the ball up, but he knows the wind is blowing? So because the wind is blowing, he knows the wind is going to blow a dal arames. So that's koyach hacham yurba. So the Gemara says koyach hacham yurba is also chayv on Shabbos, even though by his throwing up, it would have landed back over here, but because the wind is blowing, so it blew it dal arames away. So he harnesses the natural force of the wind that's blowing to accomplish the malacha. So the Gemara asks, should I say lema pliga de Rabbovin? Should I say the Rav Chizda contradicts Rabbovin, and we can't paskanai both? And we do paskanai both. Dom Rabbovin azorek tchetz mentchilas dalad l'sof arba v'kora arba amas. Arba is am, arba o is tvochen. Tefach is loshen zocher, and amas is loshen nekeba. So it's mentchilas arba l'sof arba, is from the beginning of Dalarams to the end of Dalarams, Vikorish Iraim Bahalikos, and he ripped some silken clothing in the middle while the chetz was flying in the air. Did a hezek potter, it's komle bidirabinei, why? Shakira tzorech hanocha. Why the chi of Misa only sets in when it lands. If you don't do a hanocha and a mavadal aramis, you're not chayv. So the chiyah misa is only chal later. The hezek preceded, the chiyah moment preceded the chiyah misa. So why does Rabbovin say that there's a komle b'dirabmine? The answer is because akira tzarech hanocha. The chilul Shabbos began when he picked it up. It ends. It's the chiyah Shabbos is chal when he does the hanocha. But the whole story of the chilul Shabbos began from the beginning. So why not say the same over here? Just like over there, Rabbi Bobin says, Akira Tzarech Hanochi, he, Achanami, say by the Ganef, he picked up the Chelev Shel Chavero, he stole it, he made a Kinyan Hagbo, and then he goes and he munches and he eats and he swallows it to say, Achanami Hagbo, Tzarech Achili, in order to eat the Chelev, he had to pick it up first. Why do you say that in the moment, the split second that he picked it up, he already made the Kinyan Geneva, and he doesn't violate the Chi of Kores until he swallows it. One should say Hagbor Tzarech Achila. It's one long Maisa. And for the Gemara, there's no Tzushtal. Hochi Hashtam. So the Gemara gives two explanations. Two totally different explanations of Rabbovin's din. So the Gemara explains. Hochi Hashtam, what's the comparison? Hosam by Mabadal Rams. Yepshel Hanocha Beloy Akira. Hochi Yepshel Achila Beloy Hagbor. Why the boy, if he wanted to, Gochin V'yochel, he could have leaned over and eating the food without picking it up. Then the Gemara gives another answer, Inami, a different answer. Well, what was the first answer? What was the second answer? Not just an answer on a question. Two totally different, unrelated habanas of what the din of Rabbovin is. Why does he hold? Where's the Biidna? So the first pshat in the Gemara is that it doesn't have to be Biidna of the Chiyuv as long as it's Biidna of the Maisa HaMechayiv. In order to be Chayiv and Mavad Al Aramis B'Shusaram, you have to have Akira. You have to have Havora Dal Rams and you have to have Hanocha. So the Akira is a chelik of the Maisa Machayev. True, the Chiyuv Misa for the Chilul Shabbos only sets in when he does the Hanocha, when he completed the Melocha. But the Akira is part of the Maisa Machayev. So Biyidno is enough. If it's Biyidno of the Maisa Machayev, Hashemi can overhear what the picking up is part of the Maisa Machayev of Achila. No, you boy Gochim Yochel. If he wanted to, he could have leaned over, Gochin. He could have eaten the chela while it's on the table. He didn't have to pick it up. You pick it up, you make life easier. Why don't you lean over and eat like this? You take a fork and a knife and you eat like this. But strictly speaking, the picking it up is not a haschala of the maisa mechayiv of the achila. Achila is the achila when he swallows it. Even the chewing is alpi pasha, it's not the beginning of the achila.
Yeah, but the chewing is not.
Pasha says even the chewing is not, just the moment of swallowing. That's a shayla, that's a shana. I think the Magen Avraham writes, a lot of people say Hamoitzi, and then they start chewing the bread, and then they start talking right away, before they even swallow. So the Magen Avraham says, for chewing food, you don't have to recite a bracha, only for swallowing. And if you spoke in between the bracha and the achila, you have to repeat the bracha. And even if you started to chew, chewing doesn't need a bracha, so it's a bracha levatol. I told the guy to say the bracha over again. And the Rashash tries to soften it. Rashi said, nah, not so bad. The chewing is the haschala of the achila. Not so bad. Maybe it's not so bad. Rashi was a balabas. He said, maybe it's not so bad. That's a shayla. Anyway, but the Gemara here says that the chewing is not the haschala. Posh b'shat and Agamah is like the Magen Avraham. The chewing is not the haschala of the maisa achila, but al-pidin. But al-pidin, the agboa is the haschala of the maisa hamechayim. So it's true, it's not bi'idna of the chiyuv. The chiyuv misa is only chal when you do the hanocha, but it's biyidna of the maisa hamachayiv. Yeah. What's takedin in to say kolay b'derab minei? You need a chiyuv misa, or you have to do a maisa hamachayiv misa?
So if the chesed fall down, doesn't go outside,
he didn't do the chiyuv Shabbos. Okay. Yeah, no, that doesn't prove anything. Oh, they had the din of Torah de Bechizkia. What about Bizman Azeh? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, Prima Gorim, says Bizman Azeh, the din of Kamalei B'Rabbin, it still applies. No Chiyuv Misa, there was no Hasroa, and you can't give Misa Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim, if we don't have a Sanhedrin, it has any Smicha. So you see from the Torah de Bechizkia, and Daf Lamed Hem and Aleph, that as long as there's a Maisa HaMechayiv Misa, even B'Shoigig, Chayvi Misa Shoigigim, Abturim and Atashlumin. So you see from Tanan Bech Hiskia that the Maisa HaMechayiv Misa patas from Mamad. You don't need an actual Chiyuv Misa. So that stems with this Gemara. Akira tzarech hanocha. It's the Maisa hamechayev, Misa, that patas when the chiyav mamon.
In Akira hanocha, Shabbos, the Torah says two parts of the chiyav. If Reuven gives Shimon some duty of chiyav, give it to Shimon, Shimon does halacha, there's no chiyav Shabbos.
That's right.
So they both, the definition, both parts are essential to
the chiyav. Right.
Now she ain't came back here by eating.
Eating?
Reuven, like the Gemara said, would put chiyav into Shimon's mouth and Shimon would eat it.
That's he did the achila. Right.
So you see, the havoah has nothing to do with the achila.
Right.
Not a definition of achila.
Good. So you are masbid the Gemara's answer. That's exactly what the Gemara said. Akira tzarech hanocha, because that's part of the mechayiv. Mashenikan, you can't say hagbo is tzarech achila al pidin. It's not the haskala of the. It's not biyidna of the mechayiv. By Shabbos, you don't need biyidna of the chiv misa. You just need biyidna of the maisa mechayiv. So it's part of the maisa mechayiv. That's exactly what the Gemara says. That's what the Or Sameach points out. Gemara is going to have later. We didn't learn this Gemara yet. On the Laman Hamad Aleph, the Gemara is going to explain. Because there's going
to
be another version in the Gemara that totally disagrees. So the Gemara had a Havamina, because there's a Machlekes, what did Rabbanan say? We'll get to it in another 2 minutes.
I mean, I'm talking about,
because the Gemara is going to have another version that is not like this. The Gemara is going to have a Loshon Achlok. The next line in the Gemara, Inami, we'll get to it. No, it can be two different hands. Like we had over here. The fellow Zashachal Truma Mishalov Korishiraim Halichasai. Korishiraim Shalchavera. He's eating Truma, he's smoking a cigar on Shabbos, and he's smashing windows. The smashing the windows has nothing to do with the smoking and the cigars. Two unrelated maisim. As long as it's biidno, so you say come labor the rabbine. So the Gemara on Lamed He Amid Aleph, and the Gemara quotes ton of the That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara didn't say Maksha. The Gemara said what you said. Perfect. You were Masba the Gemara. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll soon see the next Loshen in the Gemara is going to be Chalik. We'll see. So on Laman Hamad Aleph, we saw five lines from the top. Tana de Bechizkiel. Taisa says there are those Tanoim who disagree, but Tana Bechizkiel is such a popular Braisa. We pass on like Tana Bechizkiel. What does he say? Yomis is written on one pasuk, so we assume that there's a hekesh. Whenever you have two dinim written in the same pasuk, it's a hekesh. So what are you makish? Ma makad behema lachilakta ben shegig lemezid lachayv amomen adam wood lioilam adam amazik is always chayv behem shegig behem amazid af makir adam yumas and you're not chayv tashlumin because come lebedi rabbinay is also lachilakta ben shegig lemezid so even chayv misa shegigim are also pturim and atashlum. That's the din of Tana de Bechizkiel. So the Gemara says that the original din of Tana Bechizkiel is by Misa Patas Mamen. What about Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that Koris Patas Mamen? Does that also apply B'Shegeg? So he said that was a Machlokes Tosfos and Rashi in the Balamar and the Ramban Machlokes HaRishayim. What about Malkus? We have another limud from another pasuk that if you have a Chi of Malkus and a Chi of Mamen, so the Malkus Patas from Mamen. What would you say if the Chayv Malkus Shogigim? Whether that Patas from Mamen? The Gemara is going to have this famous machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that goes on and on over here. Where does the Gemara begin? We're a minute here. The last four lines are Lamed Aleph from a base. We'll get there. The last four lines, the Gemara has a whole discussion, and then it comes out as a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, where the Tana de Bechizkiel is restricted only to Chayv Misa Shogigim, or even applies to Chayv Malkus Shogigim. And we paskim whenever there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ruba de Ruba, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, except for three cases where we pass like Reish Lakish. This is not one of the three cases, so we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So we hold la halacha that Torah de Bechizkiel, Chayv Misa Shogigim, Pturim and Atashlumin, is only by Chayv Misa Shogigim. Chayv Malkus Shogigim, it doesn't apply. And that's what the Gemara spells out. Elo here, about 10 lines from the top of Lamed Hamed Aleph. Elo ki also Ravin, the line begins with the word Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, so he said over the correct version of what the Machleg Zabiechna Meshlokesh was. Ki also Ravin, when Ravin came, he said over correctly, Chayvim Yisru Shogigim, is Kul Yalmala Pligi de Pturim. Bein la Rabbi Yechon and Bein la Reish Lakish. Everybody subscribes to the Tanna de Bechizkiah. Ki pligi, where was there a machleg Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish? Chayv and Malki is shog gigim edover achem. Rabbi Yechon and Amar Chayv, because the Tanna de Bechizkiah is only by Chayv and Mises, two different dinim of Kamal Lebi de Rabbi. Chayv and Mises is one din, that's the Pasuk in Mishpatim. And Masan Yev and Asata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. The Pasuk that Malkis parts us from Mammon is the other Pasuk. We don't show also, Kidei Rishosa, Mishim Risha, Achazata Mechayvo, So Rabbi Yechon holds the two different kinds of kom lebi de rabbinei. That chayvim misus shogigim is potem and atashlumin. But chayvim malke shogigim is not the same. Rabbi Yechon omer chay, because chayvim misus iskish. The hekish between makabeim and shomen and makiyodim yumas, ma makabeim aloi chalakdam and shogig lemezid od demod liyolam. So too, makiyodim yumas, he's potem from tashlumin beim shogig lemezid. That's only Chayvim Mises Iskish. The Hekish is only on Kamle with the Rabbi and Chayvim Mises. Chayvim Malki is low Iskish. There is no Hekish there. And Mishlokish says no, that even Chayvim Malki Shogigim is also, you also apply Tanu Bechizke to Chayvim Malki Shogigim. So the Yosameach in his Sefer on the Rambam comes to answer a certain Kasha. So he says that Rabbovin's Din, according to the first version, Rabbovin's Din Hazor Chetz Mentrilos Dalu Lesof Dalu Bekori Shirai Mahalichosa Potter. Because Akira Tzarech Hanocha, the first version was, even though the Chiv Misa doesn't take effect till he does the Hanocha, but the Akira is part of the Maisa HaMachayiv. So he says, yeah, Rabbovin is saying the same as Tanu Debechizkia, that the Maisa HaMachayiv Misa patas from the moment. You don't need the Chiv Misa to be Biyidna. If it's Biyidna with the Maisa HaMachayiv, but let's say it would be the person did a Hoitzoa on Yotah, which you only Chayiv Malkus. Then you wouldn't say it like that. Because we pass them like Rabbi Yechon, and the Chayvim Malki Shogigim are not Pturim and Atashlumin. So the only thing, the only Kom Lebi the Rabbinei that Patas from Mammon is when there's an actual Chayv Malkus. Chayv Malkus only when you do the Hanoche. When you did the Akira, that's part. The Akira with the Havor Dalanamis, with the Hanoche, that's all part of the Maisa HaMachayv. That's when he says it's all essential for the Maisa Chayv. But the Chayv Misa, the Chayv Malkus is not there. So by Komle, with the Rabbinate, by Malkus, the Yosamech says it'll only be if it's Biyidna of the Chi of Malkus, not Biyidna of the Maisa Mechayiv. That's what the Yosamech says. Rabbovin's Din, according to the first version in the Gemara, is identical with Tanu Debechizkiah. Tanu Debechizkiah only applies to Misa and doesn't apply to Malkus.
So these manners that we don't say
by Malkus? The way Rabbi Yechon says it can't apply to Malkus because it's like Chavi Malkus Shogig, and we're not administering any Malkus. It's only Misa. Chavi Misa Shogigim is come like the Rabbinate. So Bismanazeh is included in Tanu Debechizkiah. Well, Chavi Misa Shogigim. But Malkus Bismanazeh, the whole come like the Rabbinate of Malkus, Patering Mammon, can apply Bismanazeh. Exactly, because Lemaisa the Bepoil Mamish, there is no Malkus. Exactly.
Yeah. Let me just a quick question. You said that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan always because Mishlokish was Rabbi Yochanan and was his Talmud, right? I think that the Rav says in Al Chuba that Mishlokish was before he went off the Derech that he was actually a Talmud Chacham. It says the Rav says. Mm-hmm. So who was his Rebbe before that? We don't know.
Don't know.
Taisus
says. That what?
He mentions he quoted someone not Rabbi Yochanan, so that was the riot that he learned from someone before then.
Okay.
Is it possible to split between Maisa HaMachayiv that will eventually lead to an actual ownership of that person versus kind of Chizkiya, which is Maisa HaMachayiv and endeavors in which you're
at? Yeah, there is room to distinguish. Yeah. There is Malkam Lachalik, right. But that's what the Yosamech suggests. He suggests, I don't remember what, he answers a certain kasha with this. So he says that the first version of Rabbovin's Din fits in very well with Tanu Debechizkiah, and therefore he thinks that Rabbovin's, the first version, would only apply to Misa, would not apply to Malkus. Here there's a famous Tosfos has a kasha. Akirat Sarach Hanocha. The Tosfos did Mamaschal Akirat Sarach Hanocha. So the first line in the Tosfos, they refer you to a Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amid Beis. What's in Bava Kama Daf Ayin Amid Beis? The Mishnah Ayin Amid Aleph. The Mishnah there is talking about Tovach HaMachar. A Gazlan only pays Keren. A Ganef pays more. So the Ganef always, to begin with, he always pays Kefo. And if it's Tovach HaMachar, Sherba said, then he pays Chamisha Bokir Shalom Tachas Hashar. Yabitzon Tachas Hashar. He pays Dalet Vehei. So the Gemara talks there about Ganav U'Mochar B'Shabbos. Ganav U'Mochar B'Shabbos. The Ganav stole a behemah, and then he sells the behemah on Shabbos. What if Ganav Tovach B'Shabbos? What if the Ganav shechts the behemah on Shabbos? So at the time that he shechts the behemah, he's Mechal Shabbos. Hashechet is one of the Lamentes of his Malachas, the Tilis Neshama. Shechet is an Ab Malachim. And that simultaneously with the Shechita, he becomes Mechiv to pay the Dalet V'Hei. So that would be covered with Kam Lebi D'Rabbinei. So what if Tovach, one of Ganav U'Mochar B'Shabbos, what if he does the Mechira B'Shabbos? So there are different ways to do Mechira. Sometimes you do Mechira where there's no Chilul Shabbos. I'll pay you money, make a Kinyan Chalipa, and the money is Mukhtza, make a Chamemkas, and Isa D'Rabbanon. So there's not going to be any Kam Lebi D'Rabbinei. And sometimes Ganav U'Mochar B'Shabbos, sometimes the Mechira will be accomplished by violating Chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara says that if Ganav U'Mochar B'Shabbos in such a way that the Ganav is Chayiv Misa for doing the Mechira, then the Misa will pata from the Chayiv Dalet V'Hei. Let's say the Geneva he did on Wednesday. He stole the Behemah on Wednesday, but he doesn't sell it till Shabbos. And when he sells the Shor V'Seh on Shabbos, if there's Chilul Shabbos involved, he'll only have to pay Keren V'Kefil because he stole it on Wednesday. There was no Kam Levi D'Rabbinei. But the extra Dalet V'Hei is an extra two or three over and above the Keren and the Kefil. So that he won't have to pay if he was Mechal, if the Ganef was Mechal Shabbos at the time of the Mechira. So where do you have a case where the Ganef was Mechal Shabbos at the time of the Mechira? So the Gemara has an example. Kigoyin de Omale, Tosfos quotes it in the first line. Zrokli Geneva Secha Lechatzeri, V'tikne Li Chatzeri Geneva Secha. The one who wants to buy the behemoth from the Ganef, Yishor Vasef, and the Ganef says, you have the behemoth in the street, in the Rishul Sarabim, throw it into my backyard, and I'll be kind of with the Kinyan Chatzer, and I'll pay you the $1,000 for the lamb. I'll pay you after Shabbos, pay you some other time. So the Ganef throws it from the Rishul Sarabim into the Rishul Sayachid. So that's like Hoitzor Meshus Lishus. Moitzi is when you take from the Rishul Sayachid into the Rishul Sarabim. And Machnes is when you take from the Rishul Sarabim into the Rishul Sayachid. Machnes and Moitzi, the same thing. The Gemara says, Yechayiv on either. Whether you did the Akira and the Rishul Sayachid and the Hanoch and the Rishul Sarabim, that's called Moitzi. And the other way is Machnes Meshus Lishus. Same thing, Yechayiv Misa. So the Gemara says, if the Lokeach, who wants to buy the behemoth, tells the Ganav, Zrok Geneva Secha Lechetzri, throw your behemoth into my Chotzer, the Tikne Li Chatzeri Geneva Secha, I'll be kind of with the Kinyo Chotzer, I'll be kind of the behemoth that you're selling me, the Shorbase, I'll be kind of. So then the Ganav will be potter because of the Kamle with the Raman, the Chiv Misa came simultaneously with the Chiv extra dollar day, the base for Gimel. The Karen Kefal, he was Machayef on Wednesday already. And the extra base for Gimel to make up to dollar day, that took place, that should take effect when the Behem is Nikna to the Lakeach, and the Ganef was Chayef Misa then. So the Gemara says, Uporich, the Gemara has the Kasha, but it's not Beidna, because the din is that Chotzer is Koina, there's a Kenya Chotzer. Not only Chotzer is Koina when it lands on the ground, Avir Chotzer is Koina. The Mishnah and Gitna have like that. A man wants to divorce his wife, and he throws the get either Menasam Biyod or Menasam Achatzera. The Gemara says he throws the get into the Avir HaChotzer, above the Chotzer. The Gemara says she's already Megureshes when it reaches the Avir, because Avir Chotzer is also Koina. You don't need Dafke Chalin, you don't need a Hanochet. So the Gemara has the Kasha Uparich, Freg the Gemara, it's not Biyidna, Mechimotela Avir Chatzera Kone. The Lekech is Koina, the minute the Behemah, the Shorbaseh, flies in the air. Above his Chotzer, he's already Koina. The moment the lakech is kaina, the ganav becomes nischayv to pay dalad vehei. Mischayv benafsha, but the chiv misim shem Shabbos lehavi. Asher tanuach, you have to have a hanoche for Shabbos purposes. So why is it come lebe deramine? It's not yidno. The chiv misim comes later when you have the hanoche. The chiv mamon comes when the nignav, when the lakech is kaina. Kech is kaina with aver chotzer. So the Gemara works on that kash. The Gemara touches up that kash. So Tosfos doesn't understand. Amai parich. What's the Gemara's problem? Why don't you say Akira tzorach hanocha? V'hakira tzorach hanocha kidi amahocha. That's exactly what Rabbovin says over here. The first version of Rabbovin. Second version also going to be like that. So Tosfos isn't that covered with the din of Akira tzorach hanocha? That even though the chiyuv misa doesn't come till later, but it's still covered with kam lebe d'rabbinei. So Tosfos works on this kasha. So on this kasha, there's a famous teretz from the Halichas Elio. Halichas Elio is the sheikh of Shadis Hatshuvis. Latan Eben Ezer, Chayshim Mishpat. Written by Rabbi Soloveitchik's grandfather. Rabbi Elio Feinstein. Yeah, that was Rabbi Feinstein's uncle. So he has Shavas Tshuvas, and then he has a few Chidushim. So on this Tosfos Kashe, he suggests the Teretz. Maybe there's room to distinguish between Mavad Al Anamis B'Shus Rabim and Moitzi M'Shus L'Shus. Rabbovin is talking about Mavad Al Anamis B'Shus Rabim. Azorik Chetz Metchilas Arba L'Sov Arba V'Koshi Rai Mahali Chosak. So the Halichas Aliyo suggests there are three moments of Chiyuv that are crucial and essential for the Chiyuv Misa. The Chilu Shabbos, you need Akira, then you need Havara Dal Anamis, then you need Hanoche. So, if the Chiyuv Momen, Kori Shirai Malachosa, the Chiyuv Mazik, occurs any time, either during Akira, or the Havara Dal Anamis, or during the Hanoche, it's Bi'idna of the Maisa HaMachayiv. The Chiyuv Misa is only Chal when you have the Hanoche. But the Maisa HaMachayiv is from the very beginning. You need Akira, you need Havara Dal Anamis, and you need Hanoche, and Halichas Elio wants to be medayik. The Loshon HaGemara was, Azor Chetz exactly mitchilas dalet lesof dalet. What if he throws a Chetz 100 Amos? The Kodesh Yerayim says he thinks that maybe it wouldn't be potter. Maybe only the first dalet Amos counts. You don't need 100 Amos in order to be Chayiv Misa for Mechalal Shabbos, Mavad dalet Amos. Maybe only the Akira, the three essential components of the Melocha, Mavad dalet Amos, Akira, Hanoche, and the first Havar is dalet Amos. So he suggests maybe Rabbovin is meduyik, mitchilas arba lesof arba. But if it's mea amis and Koresh Yerayim on the last 96 amis, he suggests maybe he wouldn't be potter, because it's not biyidna of the chiyuv. The chiyuv is only after you have the hanoch, and it's not biyidna of the maisa mechayiv either. You didn't need the extra 96 amis. That was his suggestion. So he suggests maybe Rabbovin's din, according to the first lotion of the Gemara, only applies by Mavad Al Anamis because you have three component parts to the Chiyuv. But the Gemara Bava Kama is talking about Machnis, Meshus Rabim, Meshus Ayochim. So there are only two moments that are crucial. Akira Meshus Rabim and Hanocha Meshus Ayochim. The moving over the fence, it flies over the fence and then it goes on Avir Abdu Meshus Ayochim, Avir is Kaina, but that's not part of the Chilul Shabbos. All you need is Akira Meshus Rabim and Hanocha Meshus Ayochim. The in-between is a hechitim tzabi alma. That's like the last 96 amas. If he throws 100 amas in the Rishul Saram. So that's what he suggests. Maybe that's a teretz on Tosfos Kashe. Bavin only said it by Mavad Al Anamis Rishul Saram because the halacha requires three essential, like you said, the halacha, three integral parts to the halacha. There's Akira, Havaraz Dal Anamis, and Hanocha.
But who's to say that the Havaraz Dal Anamis is so essential? That you have to have, maybe you just need a hanocha that's dalet amos apart from the akiva.
You're already two steps ahead of me. Okay, we're getting to that. Okay. This was a suggestion of the Halichas Elio. So Rabelia Feinstein was a mechutin of Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. Rabelia Feinstein's daughter married Rab Moshe Soloveitchik. So they have in the Chidusha Rab Chaim and Piyah Shmua that they say that Rab Chaim said the same terrors. Could be. It could be that they mixed it up, whatever, but it's printed in the Halichas Eliyahu. He printed the Sefer himself. So in the Chidush Rab Chaim Pi Hashmua, they give this teretz, and then they have in parentheses a taina, a kasha, against a question regarding this teretz. Is it a valid answer or not? Why? Because the Baal HaMo'or on the bottom of the Rif in Masech HaShabbos, quoted by the Ran, they both say the same thing. They both say that Mavid Al Aramis B'Shus HaRabim is basically identical with Moitzim B'Shus Lushus. They say that Dalet Amis is Mekom Mishal HaChefetz. So if I have a Chefetz sitting in the Rishus HaRabim over here, so Mekom Mishal HaChefetz is Dalet Amis HaRabim. If I pick the Chefetz up and I put it over here, 2 Amis away, 3.5 Amis away, I wasn't Moitzi Mishus Lushus, it's in the same Mokom. But if I pick it up over here and I put it 5 Amis away, that's called Moitzi Mishus Lushus. It was originally in one Rishus. Dalet Amis around the Chefetz is Mekom Mishal HaChefetz. And if you put it Dalet Amis away, at least Dalet Amis away, then you'll be Moitzi Mishus Lushus. So what you're saying, in effect, that's his taina. What the Baal HaMo'or and the Ran are saying, in effect, is that just like by Moitzi Mishus Lushus, there are only 2 moments of Chiyuv. There's the Akira in one Rishus, and the Anoch in the other Rishus, and everything in between is only Hechetim Tzabi Alma. So Mabed Dalet Amis Bishus Aram also, there are only 2 moments of Chiyuv. The Akira over here, and the Hanocha more than Dalet Amis away. It's not that there are 3 essential parts to the Mechayev. Akira with Havora Dalet Amis, with Hanocha, and the extra 96 Amis, Echetim Tzabi Alma. No, the whole 100 Amis is Echetim Tzabi Alma. You have to have Akira in one Rishus, and Hanocha in another Rishus. If it's Rishus HaYochid, right next to the Rishus HaRabim, and you pick it up and you put it over the fence, I pick up a needle, and I pick it from the Rishus HaRabim into the Rishus HaYochid. I pick it up and the Rishus HaYochid, put it into the Rishus HaRabim, mamish 2 inches away. So I did Akira in one Rishus and Anoch in the other Rishus. If I pick something up in the Rishus HaRabim and I carry it 100 Amos away and I put it down, I did Akira in one Rishus and Anoch in the other Rishus. And the fact that there's Dalet Amis space in between, that accomplishes that it's considered a different Rishus, a different Mokum. Not a different Rishus, they're both Rishus HaRabim, but it's a different Mokum. Because Dalet Amis is Mekom Mishal HaChefetz. So they write in parentheses, the one who wrote over the Dvar Torah writes, that he thinks that this teretz that they attribute to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that says in the Halichos Aliyot, the teretz is against the Baal HaMo'or and the Ran. If you all like the Baal HaMo'or and the Ran, the two should be exactly identical. Maver, Dalet Amis, is also another form of Moed HaMishus Lushus. Yeah. What prompted the Baal HaMo'or to say that? What motivated the Ran to say that? So the Ran explains why. The Gemara says on the first daf in Bava Kamma, all the melachos are learned out from the Mishkan. Because the Torah says, you're not permitted to do melach on Shabbos, you should build a Beis Hamikdash, you should build a Mishkan, but you shouldn't be Mechal Shabbos. So the Pasuk seems to imply that every major activity that was involved in Asiyas HaMishkan constitutes a melachos, so you're not allowed to construct a Mishkan on Shabbos. So the Gemara explains how they did all the Lamentes Havas Melachas on Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, where was their Mavid Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim on Shabbos? Where was their Mavid Dalet Amis in the Mishkan? Where was their Mavid Dalet Amis? There was Moitzi Mishus Lushus that people gave donations for the Melachas on Mishkan. The people gave all the 13 things that the Chumash lists off. Zov HaChesem Nechoshes Tcheles V'Agom HaTal HaShani, all the Yud Gimel Dvarim that Rashi adds up over there. But where was their Mavid Dalet Amis B'Shus HaRabim? So the Gemara finally says, in Mashiach HaShabbos, you're right, there was no Mavid Dalet Amis. The Gemara says, Gemara Gemiri Lo. You have a tradition that Mavid Dalet Amis is also, even though it wasn't in the Mishkan. Even though it wasn't in the Mishkan. So that's a question that the Ran raises. In order to be Chayv Malkus for violating an Avera, you have to do an Avera that's Dumi Dalav Dachasima. Because in the Chumash, we just had here, Tana Bechiske is based on a Hekesh. Hekesh means that you have 2 dinim written in the same pasuk. Here it has Makabei Mishal Mena. Maki Adam Yumas, that's in one pasuk, so that's a Hekesh. Iskish. The Gemara calls it Iskish. Makabehemata Maki Adam. What if you have 2 psukim that are adjacent to each other, one next to the other? That's not called a Hekesh, that's called Smuchim. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. The beginning of Yivam is whether you darshan Smuchim or not. So Gemara there comes to the conclusion, in Chumash Dvarim, we darshan a lot of drushes. Smuchim and the rest of the 4 chumashim, you don't darshan smuchim. So one of the more famous, one of the very famous drushes of smuchim is this one. How do you determine who gets malchus? It says v'hayon bin akos harasha v'itzdiku as hatzarik v'shiruas harasha v'hayon bin akos harasha. Bezman ascertains the guy's a rasha, so we give him malchus. V'ipil hashem v'kol lefanov. to the Erishas to be Mizpah. Why is he a Rasha? Because he belongs to the Mizrahi. Because he went to Wayu. Because why is he a Rasha? What Aver did he do? So it's vague in the Chumash. So that Pasuk, V'hayom min HaKosa Rasha, says next to the Pasuk, L'sachsim Shor B'dishoy. So Gemara says, that's the klal. All the Tanaim say, that's the klal. Whoever violates an Avera that's similar to Lav the Hasima, L'sachsim Shor B'dishoy, because in Chumash Dram, Yidarshan Smuchim, and the two have one Pasuk next to the other, so that's the klal, that you get Malkus. So the first klal of Dumi, the Lav the Hasima, is that it has to be written in Chumash. If it's not written in Chumash, if you have Allah HaMoshim Sinai, that something is also, but it's not written in the Chumash, that's already not Dumi the Lab the Chasim. Then the Gemara says the second Kalal has to say Loi. Loi Sachsim Shabbidisha, or should say Hishom Pen or Al. So that's similar to La Sachsim Shabbidisha. If you only have a Lab Habo Mechlal Asay, what we call an Iser Asay, the Gemara calls a Lab Habo Mechlal Asay, so the Gemara says that you're not Loike because not Dumi the Lab the Chasim. So here you have 39 malachas on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, the Torah says Yichay Misa if you machal Shabbos. For Chilul, for Chiyuv Misa, there is no rule. The lav doesn't have to be dumi the lav the chasim. It doesn't have to be a lav sheyesh ba ma'isa. All the rules don't apply. The rules only apply for Malkus, because Malkus is a klal in the Chumash. V'ayam bin Akosa Rasha is next to Losachim Shabbadisha. For Misa, there is no klal. There is no tzara shavim. Machal Shabbos is Misa, but Abed Azor is Misa, Baalei Shishish is Misa. There's no Tzara Shav. By Malkus, there's one klal. The Rambam has how many people get Malkus? 207. Gives you a gematria, Zion, Reish, Zar, I think. He lists off 1, 2, 3, lists off all the 207 Averis. And then the Hilchas Sanhedrin that get Malkus. So all 207 Malkus is one klal. Whoever violates an Avera, that's similar to the Sachsim Shabbadisha. There is no klal for Misa. Each Chiv Misa is separate. Each person is Chai Misa Sefer. So let's say a person does a malacha on Yontif. So usually you have a heterach al nefesh, a tzarach ayom k'tzas. What if he does a malacha, no heterach al nefesh, no tzarach ayom k'tzas? So then the Gemara seems to say that he would get Malkus. So the shayla is, would he get Malkus for being Mavid al Aramis b'shus harabim? Mavid al Aramis, there's no pasuk at all. The pasuk says not to do malacha, but malacha is defined as whatever was in the Mishkan. The Gemara claims that Mavid al Aramis was not in the Mishkan. So Mavid al Aramis is Gemara Gemiri Lo. We have a Torah Shem Alpeh. We have Halacha L'Moshe Misina, that it's us. Halacha L'Moshe Misina, you don't get Malkus, because there's no Pasuk. It has to be written, the first Klal, Dumi the Lav the Chasima, has to appear in Chumash. And the second Klal has to appear either Baloshan Loi Sachsim Shabbidisha, or Hisham Pen V'Al is equivalent. If it's Halav Abam Chalal, it's not good enough. What if it doesn't say it all in the Chumash? The whole thing is only known through Halacha Moshe Messina, then you're not like it. So that's a question. If a person does Malacha on Yontif, if he does Mavid al Aramis B'shus HaRabim on Yontif, would he get Malkus? It's only Halacha Moshe Messina. How could there be Malkus on Halacha Moshe Messina? So there's a Jewish Ksav Sefer who points out there's a Maharam on the bottom of the Marsho, you have the Maharam. So there's a Maharam on Beitza where he crosses out a line in the Gemara. And he doesn't explain why he's crossing out the line. He just says that it's a Torah Satfus and it shouldn't belong there. So the Ksav Sefer explains, that line in the Gemara says that if a person is Mavid al Aramis on Yontif, without a head to Rechel Nefesh, that he gets Malkus. So the Maharam thought that can't be, because Mavid al Aramis is Gemara Gemiri law. There's no Malkus on Halacha Moshe Messina. So other Rishonim had the Girs in the Gemara. It seems that there is. There is Malkus for one as Mavid al Aramis. Why? So that's what the Balamor and the Ran both say. There are two different kinds of halacha l'moshe Messina. Sometimes you have halacha l'moshe Messina as a brand new halacha, yesh me'ay. And sometimes you have halacha l'moshe Messina, the halacha says that this falls under that category. You wouldn't have said it on your own. So that's what the Balamor and the Ran both say. The halacha l'moshe Messina is mechadesh, that Mavid al Aramis falls under the category of moitzim mishus l'shus, that it is a form of moitzim mishus l'shus. The Dal Aramis is mekom mishal ha'chefetz, and if I pick up the chefetz here and I put it down 5 amas away, it's moitzi from not mishus l'shus, moitzi from one makom to the other. It was mekom mishal ha'chefetz, similar to moitzim mishus l'shus. So that's what seems to have motivated Balamor and Iran to say such a chiddush, that basically Mavid al Aramis is identical with Moitzim Mishus L'Shus.
if you mavadal amas ma'at ba'at, you won't be mechayiv according to us. If you do it a little at a time.
I mean, I do a hanocha. Carry one amas, I do a hanocha.
Whatever, a little bit at a time. You mavadal amas, more than that amas even. A little bit at a time, you won't be
mad. I kicked it first, it's not going to go dollar amas. So that's, yeah.
Focus.
So I mean, I made a hanocha. Okay.
So you're not mechayiv. The first time I did less than dollar amas.
Second time I did less than dollar amas. Third time I did less than dollar amas. When you carry pachas, each time you make a hanocha.
Yeah, but, okay.
So each time you didn't do a chilul Shabbos.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't understand why specifically only we're talking about if you did Havara only on Yom Tov.
Right.
What about regular Havara? Why?
On Shabbos.
Yeah.
On Shabbos is a Chiyuv Misa. So Chiyuv Misa, there is no klal that has to be Dumi de Lab de Hasima. Malkus has such a klal. Because in Chumash, the Pasuk of Malkus appears next to Lasachsim Sherbedisha.
I wanted to say that it's not a new category of.
Yeah, Pashup Shadding Mara, that is a new aloha, Mabad Dal Ramas.
Yeah, because I want to. Okay.
So that's what the Balamor and the Ran are not happy with that. They think they want to push it into.
Original Dal Ramas, it should be like Pashup Shasut, even a little bit, you move
from Mishayim. Right, I understand, but I don't think that's really a conclusive proof. Because each time he did less than Dal Ramas.
If it's a new malacha, could there be a distinction if he was oker and then he was nim oker not to do oksam and he was nim malacha?
Right. So let's cover that topic. The Gemara quotes Rabbi Yochanan, four lines from the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Aleph. This really belongs in Masechah Shabbos, where it is Shabbos and Erevin. Rabbi Yochanan says the Chiddush Hamafana Chafotzim Mizavus Lizavus. The guy's moving a sefer from one room to the other in his house. Then he changes his mind. He changes his mind on the chafotzim, plural. He changes his mind on the chafotzim hotzion. Then he carries it outside. So the Gemara says, Potter. Why? Since when he picked it up, he didn't plan to do a hotzor, so he's not chayim. So what kind of aloch is that? Why is that Potter? So that's a question. So some Rishonim say it's based on Malachas Machsheves. Some Rishonim say it's based on Malachas Machsheves, and therefore, the whole story, what they say, and therefore is, where does it say Malachas Machsheves? Does it say it by Shabbos? The Gemara points out, see, if you know Chumash, you know. It doesn't say by Shabbos. You don't know Chumash, the Gemara Chagiga says. Malachas Machsheves doesn't say by Shabbos. Malachas Machsheves says by Asiyas HaMishkan. But all of Hilchas Shabbos is based on the Mishkan. So we carry over the concept of Malachas Machsheves, but the Mishkan carries over to Shabbos, so there are many dinim that are based on the pasuk of Malachas Machsheves. If you mekalkal, call them mekalkal and pturim, if you do a malacha kalachayad, or you do shinoi, many other halachas that if you lack Malachas Machsheves, there's no malacha in our Torah. So some Rishonim write, surprisingly, Malachas Machsheves is a pasuk in Chumash by Mishkan, carries over to Shabbos because Malachas of Shabbos, the Gemara says in the first half of Bava Kamma, Malachas and Shabbos are determined by what was in the Mishkan. Achtav Mishkan Hashiva. Mavad Alan Amos was never in the Mishkan. So it's a Hilchos HaGmiri law that it's Osir, but you can't say it's governed with the rules of Malachas Machsheves. So if a person is Meitzim Mishus Lishus and he's lacking Malachas Machsheves, it'll only be an Issa Rabban, it won't be an Issa Deraisa. But if it's Mavad al Aramis, Bishus Rabbim, and is lacking Malach Malsheris, then it will be an Issa Derais. Good morning. A guy's Mavad al Aramis, Kalach Ayad, he's going to be Chai because of no din of Malach Malsheris. So the Rishonim say, the Gemara has a Gzeira de Rabba. The Rabba didn't make the Gzeira, Rabba explained what the Gzeira is. The Mishnah, you say that when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't allow you to blow Shofar on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah falls on the Shabbos first day, Sukkah is going to fall down, also on Shabbos. If we don't allow you to shake a lulav on the first day. Why? Because the concern, Shemi Avirenu Dal Aramis B'Shus HaRab. So So all the Rishonim are bothered with the question, why does the Gemara say Shem Yavirenu Dalaram is Bishusaram? Hakol Chayofim B'tkiya Shofar Hakol Bikim B'tkiya Shofar. So it's Xeri Shem Yavirenu V'yelach Etzol Boki V'yilma. And they carry it to someone else's home. They should say Shem Yotzienu Mishus Lushus. Why Shem Yavirenu Dalaram? Shem Yotzienu Mishus Lushus. So they give different suggestions. So Rashi and Tosfos and some Masechtas give the same answer. They say, most of the time, he won't be in violation of Motzi Mishus Lushus, because the guy's going to pick up the shofar thinking he knows how to blow. Then he tries to blow, it's not going to go. Then he's going to go carry it to the Chacham. So Akira Mishav Rishayna was not the Shem Hoitzo. So he won't be Chayiv. HaMafanach HaFatzim Nimach Aleim V'Hoitzio. And if you do Hoitzo, if the Akira Mishav Rishayna was not Lekah, the guy picked up the dalet minim, he thought he knows how to say the bracha, he thought he knows how to do the netilas lulav. Then he didn't plan to carry it in the street. Then he realizes, I don't know how to say the bracha, I don't know how to do the nanuim. Then he's going to carry it. So with respect to hoitzion, hoitzon, mishus, lushus, since akir mishor rishonim was not lakach, so you're lacking malachas machshevis. But as far as mabadal and amis bishus arabim, since that's gemara gemiri law, that's halacha l'moshe mesina, there is no pasuk on that. So the pasuk that says malachas machshevis says by the Mishkan, I carried over to all the lamates malachas that were in the Mishkan, but mabed alaramis was never in the Mishkan. It's a separate halacha, unrelated to all the 39. So it looks a little bit similar to moitzim mishus lushus, but it's really not related. So therefore, it's not governed with the rule of malachas machshevis. That's wild. So Tosfos asks on the Rashi, what in the world are they talking about? The din applies equally. Din applies malachas machshevis applies equally to mavadal and amis b'shus ram as it applies to motzim b'shus lushus. According to those who are showing him, we give that answer that the concept of malachas machshevis doesn't apply to mavadal and amis. So if a person does the malacha mavadal and amis like the shinui, so it'll be chay min atorah. He do kalacha yad. It's only the rabbanim because you're lacking malachas machshevis. But you're saying malachas machshevis doesn't apply to mabadal aram, only applies to motzim mishus lushus. So Tosfos says that that's incredible. There is no such thing. But the Kapis Tamarim quotes on Sukkah, he quotes a whole section from the Tosfos Yeshanim. That's what they said. A major distinction between mabadal aram and motzim mishus lushus. Because he understood that Rabbi Yechon is din hamafana chafotzim izavis lizavis. Is based on a lack of malachas masheves, and the Tosfos Yeshanim with these Rishanim, Rashi, Tosfos, the earlier Rishanim, they came up with that idea. You only need malachas masheves by moitzim mishus lushus. You don't need by mavadal aram. So that's a very difficult sheet. So the Pashta says it's not really. Pashta says you don't even need malachas masheves. The Pashta is not based on malachas masheves. Pashtus is you certainly do require malachas masheves, even on mabadal and amis b'shusam. So the whole distinction is not correct. But the Pashtus is Rabbi Yechon's din is not based on malachas masheves. It's a different word. Every time a guy picks up a sefer to learn on Shabbat, he did a chatzi shira. He did an akira. He did an akira. Minatur, it's only an avera if you do akira and hanocha and the b'shusam. But if you do an akira without hanocha, it's awesome in the rabbanon. So how do you pick up the fork and the knife? How do you put on your clothes? A person is always doing an akira. So the answer is, by definition, it's not called an akira. Akira means if hoisa machshavta mishor rishayna lekach. If he plans to be moitzia, then it's called an akira. If he plans to use it in the same room, it's called a tiltul. It's not called an akira. You call it a different name. So the Pashta says you don't have to say Rabbi Yechon's din is based on an exeris hakos of a lack of malachas masheves. The Pashta says that if you pick something up, al das to put it down in the same shoes, you're metalta lechefetz. That's not called an akira. Akira means akira mishor rishayna lekach. I lifted it up al das to move it to a different shoes. Then it's called akira. That's the pashtus.
Wouldn't Rashi and Tosfos Yeshanim agree in this case anyway, even if it was from malachas masheves, because this is motzi mishus lushus?
Yeah. The bottom line, they both said the same thing. But the question is, what's the reason for Rabbi Yechon's din? So if you say the reason is because it's not called akira, it's called the tiltul, so you can't no room to distinguish between mabadal and amis and motzi mishus lushus. If you say, however, that it's based on a lack of malachas masheves, so then the Tosfos Yeshanim comes up with this fantastic chiddush that's unacceptable, It's absolutely unacceptable that you only need Malachas Malsheves by 39 Malachas and by Moitzim Mishus Lushus. Maradal and Amz has separate Easter, so you don't need Malachas Malsheves. That's wild. So, according to the Balamor and the Ran, it's Loinitan Layama. The Balamor and the Ran say that Maradal and Amz is Moitzim Mishus Lushus. It's identical. So, Mamish no rule. So, these Rishonim hold no, it's not identical, they're two different Dinim. That's a major machlokes of Rishonim, whether Maradal and Amz is identical with Moitzim Mishus Lushus or no, it falls under that category.
I don't understand. Everybody was explaining Gezeirah the Rabbah according to the Tosfos of Rishonim. Everybody was saying that Gezeirah the Rabbah according to the Tosfos of Rishonim is that you're going to pick it up, try to blow, realize you don't know what you're doing, and then
right.
Blow to a Chacham.
Right.
So you didn't make an Akira until you started moving towards the Chacham anyway, you're still Chayim. It's not an Akira until your body starts moving.
Okay.
Did you practice while walking? Was that what he was doing?
Okay, the details are problematic. You're right. You're right. Yeah.
So, let me say the Tirubanas they weave into like the Deoraisa, the pattern of math Deoraisas. So, Gemara and Miralas are not necessarily patterned after Deoraisas.
Dinam Dirabana, called the Tikkun Rabbanan. Allah
Messina.
Sometimes, yes, sometimes.
After what we know, it's just, it
can have its
own rules.
Yes, sometimes, yeah. Nisach HaMayim is Allah Messina, Yesh Meyayim.
Why
do
you say that religion can't have a
when they were giving donations for the Beis HaMikdash, that's Moitzim Mishus Lushus. Yeah.
Why
can't you have? The Gemara says maybe when they were stitching the Urias for the Mishkan, so maybe if another person needed a needle, I would throw the needle to him, Dalar Amos, away. Maybe they were sitting in the Mishus Rabbin stitching, and one would throw a needle to the other one. So that's how the Gemara suggests in the beginning.
That's called Beis HaMikdash.
No, Malechas HaMishkan means preparing for the constructing, like Hoitzor. Where was Hoitzor in the Mishkan? When they traveled, the Masoas, when they traveled in the Midbar, so the traveling was a Hirasha of how to construct that Mishkan when they arrive in the new location. So all of the Dinim of Hoitzor learned that from the Mishkan. From which part of the Mishkan? From the Masoas, because the Masoas were a Hirasha of Hakamas HaMishkan. It was a din how to make the Mishkan. You have to travel in a certain formation. So the carrying, in the traveling, they were carrying, so that's called the Hoitzor that they did in the traveling, that's the Hoitzor for Asiyas HaMishkan.
Well,
didn't they do a voice out of Amos as well, besides taking worship from the Agolas down or up?
Yeah.
They also traveled, moved with
just
worship.
I think the Gemara assumes
that the wagons were gigantic. They had the status, they had the measurements of Rishus HaYochid. And then if I have a whole box that's a Rishus HaYochid, I push it in the street.
No, they take it from the wagon,
yeah.
They put it down in the street first, and then they have to bring it into the Mishkan. The wagons were not flush with the Mishkan.
So when was the Mabadal Ramas?
From the wagons to the Mishkan.
The wagon is a Rishus HaYochid. Then when they put it on the floor, that's Moitzim Mishus Lushus.
Then
they put it on the floor, so they put up the Mishkan right away.
Right away, it was flush with the Mishkan. I don't assume that it probably was Dalar Amos in the Mishkan.
People brought the Mishkan.
I don't know. That's how the Gemara says. The Gemara can't find the Mabar Dalar Amos in the Mishkan. Well, he's asking a good question on the Gemara.
If a person brought a donation, he was on the way to the Mishkan. So
yeah.
It was Mabar Dalar Amos. For the sake of the Mishkan.
Yeah, but they assumed that he walked continuously. And if he stopped for a red light, but it wasn't Amad Lofush. So it's Amad Lekatev, so that's like one long Hemshech. That's what I was going to say. Okay, there's one who disagreed. There's always an opinion to disagree. Yeah.
If you don't say, like, what's the read Rashi that way, there's no
Mabar Dalar
Amos. So what does it tell any difference between Hosa and Kavara by the Zira de Rabba? I'm blowing shofar, I try to blow shofar, that was my Akira. Not like Mark, but like, if you assume that's actually the Akira. So then I go outside, I still know Akira Lashane Mabar Dalar Amos.
Again, what do you say there? What?
I try to blow shofar, I can't. I walk outside to go to the Papa.
Yeah.
To go to the Papa Chaos.
You already have
the case where you, the goals are on a case where you try to first blow shofar outside, That's still not Nakira. It's not Nakira L'shem Hotzah. I have to try and put it back down and then take it to the Chacham try again. And once you say that...
I don't know if he has to put it back down. On his way to the Chacham, he'll stop. Amad Lafush, and then he'll continue to go. So the Gemara says that'll be Mabed Alanamis. Shem Yavrena Dalanamis.
Someone's going to be Omid Lafush at some point because...
It's a difficult pshat. Maskim is very difficult. We don't like that pshat. But Rashi and Tesis quoted such an interpretation that the reason why Rabba says they were concerned was Shemi Avarenu. It didn't say Shemi Yotzienu, because Shemi Yotzienu is not a problem because Lohoi Sakira Misha Rishon Lekach. There are a lot of kashas against that pshat. We're not talking about all the other kashas. We were focusing on one aspect. The whole pshat is based on an interpretation that Mafana Chafotzim is spotted because of a lack of Malachas Mosheves, which is not needed by Mavad Alarams. That's a fantastic Chiddush that we don't accept. We hold it's not so. There is a requirement for Malachas Mosheves by Mavad Alarams also. You're right, there are a lot of weak points in this pshat. Fine, so again, let's go back again. So the Gemara was bothered with a question on the top line, Alamed Aleph and Aleph, just to go back again. Rav Chisda, we pass like Rav Chisda, we pass like Robin. So Gemara says, isn't it a contradiction? Rav Chisda says, if he made a hagbor on the chelev, he made a kinyan geneva, b'rishus hanigna, before he gets to eat it, so it's not b'yidno, the chi of moment preceded the chi of misa, the chi of koris of eating the chelev. So there won't be a kamla with the rabbi. So Gemara says, doesn't that contradict Rabovin, who says, azor chetz, m'tchilas dal, v'sof dal, chi misa is only when you have the hanoche. There is no chiyah misa before, and nonetheless he says that come lev the rabbi, and it applies. So the Gemara gives two answers. So the first answer is that you don't need b'idna of the chiyuv as long as it's b'idna of the mechayiv. So the Yosemech said, he said, you can dingzach very strong with the Yosemech. The Yosemech suggested that maybe this first answer is identical with Tana de Bechizkir, that it'll only be so by chiyuv misa, because b'idna by chiyav misa, you don't need a chiyav misa at all. Even chiyav misa shogging him is also pater from mamon. So what do you see? The maisa hamachayev misa paters from mamon. You don't need a chiyav misa to pater. So if it's biyidna of the maisa hamachayev, so that'll also be biyidna. Masheni kein by akira is not tzarech achila. Hagbo is not tzarech achila. He had the ability to be gochen biyochil without picking it up. So therefore, it's not biyidna of the maisa hamachayev. That was the first answer. Then the Gemara says, Inami, another answer is, the Rabovin's din azar chetz b'tchilas dalet sof dalet is not based on b'idna at all. You're right, Rav Chisda said, in order to apply kom lebi the rabbinei, you need b'idna. But Rabin is saying there's another rule. The tzirup between the chiyav misa and the chiyav mamon, that the misa should pata the mamon, can either be because b'idna or because chad maisa. So Rabovin says, azar chetz, if you're carrying the chetz, so every second that I keep on walking, that's a new pula. Why? Because I can stop. I have the b'chira chavshus, I can stop in the middle. So that's not called chad maisa. That's called many different maisim. It's not called the hanocha in the middle. He's continuing to walk. It's not hanocha, but it's not considered chad maisa. But zora chetz, if he shoots an arrow, and it's iboy lahadur lemotzi mahadala, so that's chad maisa. So kom levi the rabbani applies either if it's b'idna, or if it's chad maisa. That's the second answer that the Gemara gives. Inami hosam by zorek chetz iboy lahadur lamotzi mahadalo. Abahocha by the hegbia chela bacholoi hocha motzi mahadalo. He can stop in the middle. Right, he can stop in the middle. So therefore, it's not chad maisa. The Gemara is saying in the second answer that there are two kinds of kom levi the rabbinei. You have to have a tzirup between the chiyav misa and the chiyav mamon in order to say the chiyav misa knocks off the chiyav mamon. So Rav Chisda has one mitzarif if it's biyidna, even if the two unrelated meisim korishirai malachosa, yeah. And now it's a different mitzarif if it's chad meisa, it's also mitzarif. So the Gemara says ma'ika bin ha'ilishna the ha'ilishna. What's the difference between the first explanation of Rabovin's din and the second explanation? He's carrying the knife in his hand, metchilas dalet the sof dalet, not zorek chetz. So according to the first lashon in the Gemara, Igabinai that afkamin will chapa mavis sakin is carrying the adaim sakin bishusaran koshirai malichosa lach lishna diyamid diyepshel anachabaloya kira. According to the first version, that it doesn't have to be beidn of the chiv as long as beidn of the mechayev. Achanami yepshel anachabaloya kira. This is beidn of the mechayev. In order to be chayev mishum mavid dal aramis, you need akira, you need dal aramis, and you need anachab. So that's the idna of the mechayev. But according to the second lashon and the Gemara, the idna has to be idna of the chiyuv misa. So if it's not going to be idna with the hanoche, it's not idna. But Rabbovin's din was a different word. If it's chad maise, then it's mitzurif, it's mitztarif yachad. So the hachlishna diamet lematzim mahadale, hachamatzim mahadale. Here the guy is carrying the sakin, the other is carrying the other. He can always stop. So that's considered separate maise. So the Gemara has two totally different explanations. Two totally different explanations. So above and then.
Did you answer the question on the plan's explanation?
No. Someone, the one who wrote it up, to print it, and the Chidushim Pershim, he says that this is not like the Balamor and Iran. Correct, it's not like the Balamor and Iran. The Rabbi Shanim who disagree with the Balamor and Iran, that Tosfos Yeshanim, that's a wild Tosfos Yeshanim. We may not want to accept 95% of what he said, but maybe 5% we can accept that he said there's a basic distinction between Mabadal and Amis and Motzim Meshus Lushus. So that's where Abraham assumed, like that Nakuda of the Tosfos Yeshanim, right?
Rashi
tried to explain Rashi by saying that Rashi holds that it needs to be Chad Maisa in order to have Kimaisa, the same kind of Chad Maisa as we're saying now, or does it mean something different?
No,
he's not saying like this. This Chad
Maisa
means literally Chad Maisa. His Chad Maisa would be if you're carrying a knife and ripping the knife or Tzor B'Shabbos and ripping the begodim as you're carrying the knife, he would call that Chad Maisa. He just comes to exclude two unrelated pu'ulos. That's a different definition of chad mais. There is a Mishnah in Bava Kama. Tosis quotes it. Tosis quoted, where is it? On Daf Chol Beis on Beis on Bava Kama. The more there talks, Tosis quotes it, Bigdi dechad v'avda dechad. What does the Gemara have there? I burned down someone else's barn, and there's a gdi samachlo and an eved kafuslo. I have an eved tied up, and the eved has no way to run away. And then the gdi is a dumb animal, but the gdi doesn't have to be tied up. And there's a fire. So the eved, if he wouldn't be tied up, he would run for his life. But he's tied up, he can't run. So because I made the fire on the barn, and I know the eved is tied, so I'm considered a retzech, I'm chayv misa, for murdering the Eved, the Gedi, I'm chayev for Adam Amazik. I let the Gedi run away. The Gedi is a dumb animal, doesn't have sechel to run away from the fire. So he runs into the fire. So the Gemara says, am I chayev Misa and Mammon? The Gemara says, no. Even though Gedi dechad v'avda dechad, it's Mammon lezeh nefashus lezeh. I murdered the Eved who belongs to one person. And I killed the Gedi who belongs to a different person. So the Gemara says, you still say Kam Lebedi Rab Mineh, even though it's Mama Lazer and the Foshas Lazer. So Tosfos is bothered with the Kasha. The barn burnt down, and the Gedi got killed exactly this, the Gedi was killed exactly the same moment as the Eved. It takes a long time. Here's a whole barn. So he does the act of arson over here. So he causes it to get the burning. Then the fire spreads. Spreads over there, so the Gedi gets killed, spreads over here, so finally the Eved gets killed, the whole barn burns down. It doesn't happen in one split second, it doesn't happen Terch Kedei Dibur of each other. It takes a couple of hours till everything happens. So how is this Be'idna? That's what all the Rishonim ask. Tosfos and all the Rishonim ask, how is that Be'idna? So Tosfos answers, you don't need Be'idna. It's Chad Maisa. He did one Maisa, he set it afire. Tosfos is there on that Gemara, Chav Beis. Tosfos says it's Chad Maisa. Chad Maisa is the second version of the Gemara. The Gemara had two lashonis to explain above. So the inami epshel anocha b'la'akir. What was the inami? Hasam iboy la'adu ala matim ha'ed l'hocha matim ha'ed l'lo. The second lashon was, whenever it's Chad Maisa, you don't need b'yidna. Yeah, but those are two lashonis in the Gemara. So the Rashba is bothered with the question, How can you explain a din? What is it? A Mishnah, a Braisa? How can you explain a Braisa and Baba Kama based on the second version of Rabbavin? What if you don't hold from the second version of Rabbavin? What if you hold from the first version of Rabbavin? So then what's the answer? So the Rashba gives a different answer. The Rashba gives a fantastic chiddush of an answer. He says that like we discussed the Rivo yesterday. So the Rivo said every murderer is misalazeh, because the Goel Adam is considered as if he's collecting the death on behalf of the Horuk. That's the chiddush of the Rivo holds like that. Ritzichas misalazeh. The Rivo holds that there are only two cases. Misa is always misal Hashemayim, and there are two exceptions to the rule. It's misalazeh. One is by Ritzeach, and the Gemara has the Loshon Chayvse the Goel Adam. If you'll acquit the Ritzeach, so the Goel Adam loses. Sounds like it's a tug of war, dinter, between the Goel Adam and the Ritzeach. So that's one Misalazeh. The other Misalazeh is Eidim Zaymimim, is a Misalazeh. Chiddush, the Kasha Zamam, just like Kasha Zamam and Mammon. The Mammon goes to the Nidon, to the person against whom they testified. So the Misa, Kasha Zamam and Misa, is considered as if it's collected on behalf of the Nidon, the one against whom they testify. So the Rivo said, every Ratzeach should really be Misalazeh, not Misal Hashemayim, but every Ratzeach, the few seconds before he does the Ratzeach, is also a Raitif. So Raitif is Nidon laha Misa b'chol Adam. Everyone has the right and the obligation to kill the Raitif in order to save the Haruk, in order to save his life. So that's why it's come Lebe de Rabbinei. Mitam the Ratzeach would have been Misalazeh, wouldn't Pater. Rivo holds Mikared in Misalazeh, but Tashlam and Azeh does not come Levi the Rabbinei. But he says there are only two cases of Misalazeh. And then at Halacha Lamaisa, boils down, there's only one case, namely Eid Mizamim. It's one only case, same as Rabbeinu Tam. Only one case where he said, but a totally different, coming from a totally different direction. So the Rivo says, because there are only two cases that are Misalazeh. And one of them is the Eidim Zamimim, Setak and Misal Dezeh. You don't say Kamer de Rabbinei. The other case was Retzeach, because of the Goel Adam Chazaka. So he says, now every Retzeach seconds before he does the Retzeach is a Raidev. So since anyone has the right and the obligation to kill him, so that also makes Kamer de Rabbinei. So that's what the Rashbo says.
In case like this, what does it matter what you do there? He set the fire already.
So that's your 10 steps ahead of us. That's the Pella and the Rashbo. The Rashba says the guy makes a fire, so he's a Raidev. So therefore I have a right to kill him. I'm going to kill him. The fire is still going to kill. The way the people have to save the Nirdav is by putting out the fire. It's not going to help to kill him. So that's a Chiddush in the Rashba. The Rashba holds that when one is a Raidev, you're allowed to kill him, even though by killing him you don't save the Nirdav.
Why is what? Why don't we just say he's a roadie while he's preparing to light the fire?
He is a roadie.
Meaning, so he's not a roadie after.
No, but he says it's be'idna because he's a roadie the whole time. He said when the whole barn burns down, if the Eved Kofuslo gets killed at the end, so the whole time he's considered a roadie. And it's nitan lahatzila, you're allowed to kill the roadie. Allowed to kill the Rebbe. I shoot the roadie if the fire is still going to burn, still going to kill the Eved. So the Rashba has Rav Chaim Moshe as a Jew. He points out this Rashba. You have a right to kill the Raidev even though by murder, even though by killing the Raidev, you're not going to save the Nirdav. The Raidev is like a Chi of Misa. It's not that you're allowed to kill the Raidev to save the life of the Nirdav. Even if you're not going to save the life of the Nirdav, you have a right to kill the Raidev. And that makes Kamala with the Rabbinate. That's Biyidna. Biyidna with the Chi of Misa. A big Kiddush.
Isn't a person only allowed to, if a person can be Matzil the
Nirdav
with one of the, by shooting one of the
bar
of
yeah.
the road,
they
actually asked him, no?
So,
L'chatkhila
he should, yeah.
How could this possibly...
But b'di'evet, there's a machlekes, as some Tanaim hold it, even if Yochel Hatzil Bech Meivorov, but lo Hitzil, it's Einan Deragolov, he's still a Gabra
Ketila. What are the Rashi's
assuming those Tanaim? That's what it sounds like. It's a fantastic Kiddush. That's the Rashba, the Tosis and the Rashba, and that daf. And Baba Kama daf chod beis. When it's a serve Gedisha shal chaver, v'haya Gedi kofus, v'haya Gedi samach lo, v'evet kofus lo. So the evet kofus, yechai mishum ritzicha on the evet. Gedi samach, the Gedi doesn't have sechel to run away. So the Gedi yechai mishum adam amazik. So the Gemara says that it's come lebi the rabbinet, because yechai misa for killing the eved. So Taisa says, but it's not going to be biidna. How can it be? The whole barn burns down simultaneously with the death of the eved. It's not going to be biidna. So Taisa said, chad maisa. So the Rashba is bothered, chad maisa is only the second version in our Gemara. Two versions of what the Amora said. That's a Braisa, that's a Mishnah, a Braisa there. How do you explain, according to the first version of Rabbovin, how do you explain that din? So the Rashba comes up with a new answer, that the arson has a din of a roider. It has a din of a roider. So you have a right to kill him, even though you're not going to save the nirda. That's a fantastic Kiddush.
According to the Muki Yosef's chat about Isha Mishim Chitzav, so there's an entire question I get off the ground, because it's like you're killing the goat and the Eved when you first set the fire.
Yeah, according to the Muki Yosef, maybe that's the answer, that everything is Biyidna.
Would the other Rishon have to disagree with that Muki Yosef?
Because Achashin thinks the Ramah quotes that the Muki Yosef halacha l'maisa. He's referring to a famous Muki Yosef and Bava Kama, the sugya of Isha Mishum Chitzov. So we paskan that Isha Eish is not, let's say, Shor, Bor, is Mamon Hamazik. Eish is a machlek, is a Biechem Eshlokin. Is it Mamon Hamazik or is it Odom Hamazik? So we paskan like Rabbi Yechanan that Eish is Chai Mishum Chitzov. If a guy is an arson, and he puts fire to the barn and the whole thing on purpose. Avada Eish is Zodam Amazik. It's Kar Chachem Yorba. It's Zodam Amazik Mamish. But what if he made his, what do you call it? He had his barbecue, and then he thought that he put out the flames, and then he drives away, he pours water on it, he thought he put everything out. And then he drives away, and then it turns out that half an hour later, the wind is blowing, and it blows and it makes fire, burns down the whole area. Burns everything down. So that's Eish. Kiseitze Eish, Meyatzma Mashma. The Eish happened by itself. He was making a barbecue and he thought that he put everything out. He thought everything was under control. And then, Kiseitze Eish, Meyatzma Mashma. So the Torah says, it's Chai Mitam Odom Amasim. It's not Chai Mitam Momen Amasim. Chai Mitam Odom Amasim. So the Nemuki Yosef, and the Gemara seems to say that it's not only Odom Amazik in the Zikin, Poshim Shalom Gemara, it's a din that it's Maisa Odom and Kol HaTorah Kula, even for a Tzeach also. It's considered Isho, Eish is his Maisa. So then Muki Yosef is bothered with the Kasha, how does anybody have permission to light a candle on Erev Shabbos? The candle is going to continue to burn into Shabbos. So since I set it up and it's going to continue to burn, it's not considered as if I'm in violation of Havara. If Isha Mishum Chitzav is my Maisa, like he called it, Adam Amazik, and it's Ritzach, so let it be on Machal Shabbos. So the Nebuki Yosef asks that Kasha, and he answers, the Ramo adopts the answer of the Nebuki Yosef. The Nebuki Yosef answers, yes, Isha Mishum Chitzav, whatever happens later is considered like I did it, but it's considered as if I did it all on Erev Shabbos, 20 minutes before Shkia, as if I did everything. So he comes up with a Chiddush, he says, let's say a fellow is an arson, and he burns down the whole city. He makes a fire, and it burns for hours and hours. It makes $1 million of damage. And the fellow who made the fire gets a heart attack and dies 5 minutes after he made the fire. And now he's dead. So do you say only the hezek that occurred the first 5 minutes he's chayav for? The hezek that occurred afterwards, he was dead already. He can't say nishtab d'nechas. He can't say you should be able to collect from his estate because he was adam amazik. That hezek occurred after he died. So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, no. Whatever follows from his act of arson is attributed to him as if he did it in the very outset. So he would say, Gloy Muslim Afreya, that he was in Schaib $1 million of Adam Amazik before he got the heart attack. The whole Chiyuv was Chal, when he made the fire, even though the Maisa didn't burn down till later. When you light candles on Erev Shabbos, considered as if you burnt the whole candle on Erev Shabbos. When you burn down the whole city, and it takes hours and hours and hours till the whole city burns down, it's considered as if you burned down the whole city when you started the arson. When you started the arson, you were still alive. So the Ramah quotes this, halacha l'maaseh in Chayei Mishpat. A guy burns down a whole city, gets a heart attack 5 minutes after he starts the arson, and then the main sreifa of the whole city occurs later. The shtab da hanachasim from before, the Ramah writes like that. So the Tzeisa Choshen is very upset. He thinks the Ramah should not have passed like this, the Muki Yosef. He thinks that they're a Taisus and that disagree with the Nebuchadnezzar. I said that we shouldn't hold like that. Why isn't it Chilul Shabbos? So the Achronim give a different answer. Achronim say, you can't be Mechal Shabbos B'Shevi Altas. He did a Melach on Erev Shabbos. He lit the candles, and now the candles continue to burn. And he's davening in shul, and he's eating at the table, but he's not doing the pula now on Shabbos. So that's called Chilul Shabbos B'Shevi Altas. That's a klal. You can't be considered Mechal Shabbos B'Shevi Altas. You have to do a pula B'Kum Yaseh on Shabbos to be labeled as Mechal Shabbos. So that's what the Achreinim give that. The Nesivis and Rabbi Kiveger and the Chemda Shlomo, all the Achreinim give that answer. Rabbi Soloveitchik was so used to that answer, he used to say that that's the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef's answer. That's not what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef answered. Yosef gave a different answer. It's considered as if the whole hezek occurred from the beginning, and the Shtab Dan Achasim, if he got a heart attack, the whole Ramah quotes that. But Rabbi Soloveitchik was so used to the Achreinim's answer, so he thought that's what the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef said.
The Rashva, what is it? I don't understand. Why is the fact that the guy
that wrote it make it better then? Like the Rivor said in Taisus, every Ratzech is really Misa Lazeh, it's Misa to the Horog, but every, so then it shouldn't be Kamle B'Dirabmine. Misa Lazeh, Tashlam Lazeh is not Kamle B'Dirabmine. So the Rivor says no, but every Ratzeach, seconds before he does the Ratzicha, is a Rodef. So since everyone has the right and the obligation to kill a Rodef in order to save the Nirav, so it's considered Misa L'chol Adam. So that's what the Rashba says also, that the Ritzicha is going to happen when the Eved Kofus Lo, when the Eved is going to get killed. So it'll only become Levi the Rabmine, whatever part of the Godish got burned simultaneously with the killing of the Eved. But the whole time that the whole Godish is burning, this guy is a Reidev, because ultimately the Eved is going to get killed. So since the whole time he's a Reidev and it's neat on the Hargoy, everybody has a right to kill him, so that also patas. That also makes Kamla with the Rabbinay. Not only Ratzeach makes Kamla with the Rabbinay, Reidev also makes Kamla with the Rabbinay. Same as the Rivo said. Every Ratzeach is also a Reidev, so the Reidev makes Kamla with the Rabbinay.
And what if the other dies already?
Yeah, whatever happens, whatever Hezek happens after, he's no longer a Reidev, right? So the Hezek that occurs later will depend on Chad Maisa. That'll depend on Tesis, if you accept Tesis' answer. Then it won't become Levi the Rabbinah, unless you hold from Chad Maisa, correct? Yeah. Tesis adapted the second version. Tesis said Chad Maisa and Shoy. So the Rashba points out that's only the second version or above it. According to the first version or above it, there is no such din of Chad Maisa. You need always Biyidna, either Biyidna of the Chiv or Biyidna of the Maisa HaMachayev. So the Rashba came up with this fantastic answer. That's Rav Chaim Eider writes. That's wild. So the Gemara has two versions, two totally unrelated versions of Rabbavin. What does the Gemara continue? Maser Rabbi Bibarabai. A kind of kiss, what is this? Tosefta. A kind of kiss b'Shabbos. Chayiv, Shkanan, Schay, Begineva. Kodesh, Shabbat, the day, Isa, Skila. Why isn't Schay, Begineva? He did the Hakboa. Hakboa is kainer b'shus ha-moicher. So Hakboa is kainer akinya geneva b'shus ha-nignav. What if I megar v'yetz, megar v'yetz? What if he didn't do a Hakboa? He's doing a Mashiach. So Mashiach is not kainer b'shus ha-moicher. So Mashiach is not, doesn't constitute a kinyan geneva for the ganav b'shus ha-nignav. So he megar v'yetz, megar v'yetz. So when does he accomplish the hachnosa l'rishusoi of the Mashiach when it leaves the rishus of the nignav? So then, potter, then it's kam lebi derab minei, because he's stealing it on Shabbos. Ari isu Shabbos, u'gneiva b'ayin keachot, because it's going to be b'yidna. Freg di gemara akashe v'amai. What's the kashe? Ochanami lema hagbo tzorech oitzohi. What's the kashe on the first half? Agoinu kis b'Shabbos, if he did the hagbo, hagbo is kind of b'shus ha-moicher, so hagbo is kind of Kinya Geneva for the Gana B'Shus HaNignav. So the Reisha says, Neschai B'Geneva, Kodim Sheva, the day he says, Skila. So the Skila from later doesn't patter the Chiyav Mamon that was Chala earlier. Shregling more, why not? V'amai, Archanami Lema Hagbo, Tzoruch Hoitzua, true, the Chiyav Misa only comes later. The Chiyav Mamon came first, the Chiyav Misa comes later. But the Hagbo is the beginning of the Maisa HaMechayiv. According to the second Lashon in the Gemara, it depends on Chad Maisa. This is not Chad Maisa. The Gemara said, if you're carrying Biyadayim, Mavisakin, is not chad maisa. Only azari chetz is chad maisa. So according to the second lotion, there's no problem. According to the first lotion, that bi'idna doesn't have to be bi'idna of the chiyu, bi'idna of the mechayev is enough. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Yamai hochanami lema. According to the first version of Rabbovin, that bi'idna of the mechayev is enough. Hagbot tzorich hoitzo, hagbot tzorich akira tzorich hanoche. Hochanami lema hagbot tzorich hoitzo. He need the akira. Is an integral part of the Chilul Shabbos. So why not say Kam Levi D'Rabbanei? Because it's Beidna of the Maisa Mechayev. So the Gemara answers: Hoch Maskin Shehigbio Almenas Lahatznio V'Nim Lachala V'Hotzio. So how did that answer anything? What happened over here? Hoch Maskin on Kigon Shehigbio. When he did the Hagba, he did not plan to do a Hotzio. Almenas Lahatznio. He picked up the kiss. Aganiv Kishal Chaver B'Shav. Picked up the pocketbook, middle of Shabbos, pocketbook on the table, so he wanted to put it away. So he takes the pocketbook, planning to put it away in the desk drawer, that it shouldn't be on the table. Then he says, but there's nobody home, so why should I put it away? Yeah, I may as well take it home. I may as well walk off with the money. So he gbi amanas lahatznio, then he decides to steal it. So therefore what? So when he did the hagbom, so what's the pshat? When he did the hagbom, he didn't have in mind that was the akira. There was the akira for Hil- the Gemara thought that was the akira for Hilchas Shabbos purposes. He could be almanas l'hatznio. He didn't yet have in mind to steal it. Nimlachol of later for Hotzio. So the Mechayev of Misa preceded the Mechayev of Mammon. What did the Gemara answer at this point? Higbi almanas lahatznio, so therefore what? Nimlachol of Hotzio. So how did the Gemara think that answers the question? What did the Gemara think at this point? What was again the kasha? Chanami lema hagbo tzaruch haitzohi. One should say that it's bi'idna of the mechayv. According to the first lashon, the Gemara, bi'idna of the mechayv. According to the second lashon, there's no kasha because he's carrying it, bi'yad. So it's not chatmaisa. That's what the Gemara said before. So the pashtus says it's only a kasha according to the first lashon. Tosafot talks about that. Is the kasha only in the first lotion or is the kasha on both? So the pasuk is only a kasha on the first lotion. So the kasha was, it's bi'idna of the mechayev. So what did the Gemara answer? It's not bi'idna. Why not? So what came first? So what? First he had in mind not to steal it. Almanas lahatznio. To hide it, to steal it. Yes, to steal it. To steal it, but not to carry it outside. Mm-hmm. So the Chiyuv Mammon preceded. So originally, when he did the Hagbah, he had a mind to steal it. But he didn't have a mind to be Moitziyed. And then he changes his mind, he's going to do a Hoitzah also. So what? So the Gemara thought in such a case. No, the case, the Tosefta says, Haganev Kis B'Shabbos, he's stealing. He does have a mind to steal it.
In mind he had to steal it, but he didn't do it yet. It was in Kainan, right?
Yeah, so the Gemara answer, Hocham asking a country, Higbio, he did a Hagbor. Hagbor b'shusa nignav is a Kenyan Geneva. And he thought Talman Osla is going to steal it and hide it there. He's not going to do a Hoitzor. So he already became a Ganef first. Then he does the Chilu Shabbos later. So it's not the Yidna. The Chiv Shabbos, the Chiv Misa comes later. But the whole brisa doesn't read straight then. Then there's no chilul Shabbos. Not only that it's not biyidna, there's no chilul Shabbos at all. What does he say? Originally the Gemara thought that what? Tesis explains. Originally the Gemara thought when he picked it up, And then he decides he's going to carry it outside. So the Gemara thought that's the Akira. When he changes his mind, he wants to carry it out, that's the Akira. Then the Gemara said, but you see from Rabbi Yochanan, you don't say that. If he first picked it up, Aldas, to do a tiltul, then later on, after he picked it up, then he decides, L'hotzio. So then there is no Akira. Shalhois Akira Mishavishan L'kach. So the Brisa can't be talking about such a case. Because the Reisha, the Brisa says, Kranaschai Beginei Koidim Shiova L'dei Yisuskil. There is an Yisuskil, but it's not the Yidna. The Chiyav Mammon came first. According to what you're telling me, he picked it up, Aldas, L'hatznio. And later he changed his mind, L'hotzio. So there won't be a Chiyav Skila. There won't be a Chiyav Skila.
It's different than being a fan in the house, picking up something, and then that this is not a half of the favor, because everybody does.
Right.
Is eventually going to have to take it.
Yeah, but initially he thought he's only going to hide it here. He's going to take it later, after Shabbos. It's not going to be Mechal Shabbos. Then he decided not only to do the Ganei, but to be Mechal Shabbos also, to take it on Shabbos. The Gemara thought that can't be the Pshat. Because the Brisa says that there's no Kambla with the Rabban because it's not Biidna. But there is a Chiyav Skila. But according to what you're telling me, there's no Chiyav Misa. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says, you're right, what we just said is incorrect. Loi Tema. Don't say that Pshat is like we said, Amanas Lahatznio. Originally, Higbi Amanas Lahatznio. Then later on, he changed his mind. Nein, Ele Eimo, Zogazai. Amanas lahotzio. When he picked it up and lachatchili planned to take it out. No, so if he planned to take it out, so even if he did a hakbor right away, it is biyidna. It's biyidna of the mechayev. It's not biyidna of the chiyev. The chiyev misa is when you do the hanocha, but it's biyidna of the mechayev. That's the first version of Rabovin's din. And for the Gemara, we are talking. The Brisa is talking. Hacham askinon. They're talking about a case. Kisha Omar, he picked it up in the Rishus Sayyach, and then he stopped. And then he went a second time. He picked it up, he stopped. So that was only the Geneva. And then when he starts walking the second time, that's the Akira. The first time is not the Akira. So then he's going to work out more details. Okay, we'll be in there tomorrow. We'll continue in the tomorrow.